Joining me in the studio is the new Minister for Health, the Victorian Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy. Jill, welcome.
Thank you very much,
Sally. May I call you that?
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much. 96900693 is the number to call. Jill, I'd love to know, you're new in the job, you're fresh, you've hardly had time to get the stilettos under the desk. Can you tell me, she hasn't got stilettos on, by the way. Well, have you, hang on?
I've got sensible mid-kitten heels on,
Sally.
Oh,
she has indeed. just love to know, you know, you've come in fresh, you've come from a background, you were on the board of Western Health, you have a law background, but what's your vision?
Look, I'm a baby of 1972, and I suppose the story of my family is that Gough Whitlam introducing universal healthcare, free tertiary education, it was something that fundamentally changed how the story of our lives unfolded. So I feel very passionate about access to healthcare. I think it's incredibly important that we have proper pathways to all forms of healthcare, that we're not just thinking about hospitals, we're thinking about, you know, access to GPs, community healthcare, all of those sorts of issues. But fundamentally, you know, I am motivated by the values of fairness and access when it comes to healthcare, and trying to make sure that we make our health system as accessible and as high quality as we possibly can. I don't want to see us become like America, where how much money you have determines the quality of the healthcare you get access to.
So what do you think about this potential for the $5 copayment, which obviously is a federal government initiative? I mean, what power has the state got to even get involved in that?
Look, it's very difficult, but we will be advocating against the GP co-payment. We should be under absolutely no illusion. The impact on Victorian patients will be enormous. Mm. What will happen is people will not go to the GP worried about the cost. They will continue to get sick and they will end up in our emergency departments. We know that's what will happen. It will cost us, not just in dollar terms, but it will cost us in the quality of healthcare and the quality of life that Victorian patients have. So we're very opposed to it.
And isn't that the problem in one sense, that we've got the federal government sort of with Medicare and the PBS looking after GP situations and medication, whereas the states look after hospitals. And it's almost as if you put this $5 copayment in, they haven't sort of realised that it's going to flow onto our hospitals.
Well, perhaps they have realised and they're trying to shift the cost. But the bottom line is we want people to go to the GP if they're sick. Our healthcare system needs to focus more on prevention and detection and not just treatment. Mm. The problem is we often get it the wrong way around. And anything that serves as a disincentive for people to access early intervention in a healthcare issue is bad for patients. Absolutely. And it's bad for our economy.
Now, you are the Minister for Health and the Minister for Ambulance, but like you've solved that, haven't you?
Well, we've solved part of it. I was delighted that we managed in about 2.5 weeks to do what the previous government haven't done in 2.5 years. And that's not just important in terms of solving the industrial relations dispute with paramedics. I very passionately believe in respecting our health workforce and ensuring that we also now sit down and work with our paramedics to look at how we can improve response times. We had released all of the response time by local government area. It is far worse than what was previously reported. So we want to actually sit down and work out what are the small things we can do to improve ambulance response times.
Well, that just brings up one thing. Ambulance response times, ramping, and what are the other things? You know, elective waiting
surgery,
lists.
Crowded
all
EDs.
Of that. Can I say, here you are, you've spent time in opposition just prior to this, probably pointing the finger at the then Liberal government saying, ramping and all these things that you're just bringing up, they're going to point the finger back at you, because I've got to say, this has happened every successive government, no matter what colour of the government. It seems that the same issues keep getting pointed at. Have you got any creative solutions, or is it too soon to ask that?
Look, we certainly do have some creative solutions and we've got some commitments. I would make the point that over the past 4 years, the Victorian health system's been subjected to nearly $1 billion of savings cuts and budget reprioritisations. Labor governments feel very strongly about leaving the health system in a much better state than when we found it. And that's certainly my personal key performance indicator. Other than working on ambulance response times, we're also conducting an audit into the state of our hospital beds. The previous government had made a commitment that they were going to deliver 800 hospital beds. No one can find those beds, Sally, so we have Doug Travis, a former AMA president, currently doing an audit of our hospital beds.
But can I just ask, hospital beds, when we talk about beds, they're not actual physical beds that are hidden in the cupboard. cupboard or anything like that. We're talking about, obviously, number of nurses and doctors and people around those beds. Is the problem that, are we missing the point? Is the problem maybe that we should be looking at how money is spent within hospitals, how efficiently hospitals are run, and the workforce and how they spend the money, rather than looking for beds?
Well, looking for beds is important, and I suppose that's a shorthand way of looking at what are the pathways for patients and how do we ensure that patients are getting the care that they need, and that, you know, we don't have resources, but the money's being spent effectively. And certainly ensuring that we've certainly allocated $200 million around trying to see where we can make some shorter-term investments in the Victorian hospital system to get better patient throughput. Mm-hmm. The debate about beds, and I say beds in talking marks, we also have a broader and longer-term agenda about how we can provide better healthcare for people outside of hospitals. You know, our earlier discussion about access to GPs, the importance of community health, ensuring that people are treated efficiently through outpatient systems as well. There are a range of entry points into our hospital system. We need to also make sure that we're investing in prevention and getting people access to early treatment, but also making sure that we've got proper investment occurring in our hospital system when we're dealing with people at an acute level.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, do we have a Minister for Mental Health anymore? Or is that in your portfolio as well?
That sits in Minister Foley's portfolio.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Then we don't have to talk about that
yes.
then. Can I just ask you, we've been talking today about some of the issues that are sort of out there in the media, and one
yes.
of them is the notion of the anti-vaccination campaigner. Some people are calling for that anti-vaccinator campaigner to be banned from
yes.
giving to speaking here. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think that it is very dangerous for people to come and to try and get some attention off a platform arguing against vaccination.
But they do it.
The science is against it, and it's really important that we keep getting the message out that failing to vaccinate your children is dangerous, not just for your child, but for my child, for everyone's children as well. So I certainly would encourage people to view that sort of message with the scepticism that it deserves. I do understand that the federal minister is looking at the visa issue, and I'm not going to tell him how to do his job, but I certainly hope he exercises his discretion fairly. We have a policy to implement which is called No Jab, No Play, which is about saying that children must be vaccinated if they're going to utilise Victorian kindergartens and the like. We think vaccination is critical, I think the kind of message of the anti-vaccination community should be dealt with quackery that it is.
Okay, we're going to take a break. If you want to comment or give us a call, 96900 693. I am joined in the studio by Jill Hennessy, the State Health Minister. We'll be back after this.